This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS306. Go out and join our newly revamped Rachel and Wheeler-esque Twitter. You can go to DGS on KMOX. We did a whole bunch of stuff just today. We're probably going too fast. We're gonna wear ourselves out.
Nah. I posted a poll if anybody wants to go do that. It's all about the Cardinal stuff we talked about with Tom. So if anybody wants to vote, that'll be open until tomorrow. And I am sending as many gifts to people as I can. GIFs, not gifts, not presents.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yes.
You know how every day is a national day? Today's National Have a Bad Day Day.
Oh. Well, I guess
that's ironic because it feels like we're all having pretty decent days.
I know. I was going to say, we're all having pretty good days.
Yeah, they're trying to normalize people having a bad day.
I mean, it happens.
So Tropicana, can you picture the Tropicana bottle? Sort of a carafe-looking thing?
Yeah. The orange juice?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have ditched it in favor of a boring, traditional-looking bottle, and their sales have plummeted. Isn't that interesting?
How complicated is selling orange juice?
Evidently too complicated for Tropicana.
Did they think that the bottle change would sell more orange juice?
Obviously they did. They guessed wrong.
Man, I got to get a job as a marketing genius, because they seem to believe anything anybody says.
Yeah, just put that on your resume.
Marketing genius?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that.
Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. Where would you guys like to go? I got a sports angle, and then I've got a regular, not crazy, but kind of like in the news alien story.
Let's do that.
All right. So last week in public hearings in Congress, you had retired military dudes saying the United States has recovered alien craft that are not human-made and that they have bodies, so that they know of bodies, and nobody cares.
Okay.
In fact, like, I've been watching reactions to this, and a lot of TikTokers, their reactions basically, do I have to go to work tomorrow? Then I don't care.
Yeah, there's only so many reasons. I mean, either we don't believe them.
Right, which is probably the number one.
We believe them, but don't care because it doesn't really affect us because they're not showing up.
Right. It's not in our daily life. Right.
Those are the two big ones. I mean, I believe them, but I guess I just feel like until it is a thing in our life, it's just not something to really get, other than for fun, it's just not something to get too twisted around about.
So I'm curious if you guys have the same reaction, because the two that I've seen the most on social media would be the one I said, like, basically, it doesn't change my life. Do I have to go to work tomorrow? Well, then I don't care. Because if I have to go to work and pay my bills, then it's not changing anything. And the other reaction was, show us. We want to see them. Until you show them to us, we're not going to believe you. And that's where I am. Like, I'm not saying they're all lying. I'm just saying I need to see it. And I the way that I saw this going, and the reason I wanted to bring this up was not just the alien thing, but also I wish we were that way about almost everything. I wish our reaction was, show me. Let me see this thing that you're talking about and prove to me that your idea has merit or that this thing exists or that it's a real thing instead of a made-up thing. And I saw this story that ties into that. Like, it was a story from a UNLV football game, and it's going viral. It's gotten a big reaction. People are big mad on Twitter because some guy says his friend, who was in the VIP suite at a UNLV football game, paid $628 for an order of chicken fingers and a pizza.
No.
And he shows the receipt, and he shows pictures of a bowl of chicken fingers and a single pizza sitting there. And this guy's in a VIP suite. And immediately, everybody just believes it. They're all just like, that's insane! The world is crazy! Thanks, Biden! Like, it's a VIP suite. When you're paying for that, you're paying for refills. So it's all the chicken fingers you can eat. It's all the pizzas. They don't put out 100 of them at once. They will put out a bowl or they will put out a pizza, and when it's gone, they will replace it. All of those VIP suites at sporting events are. I mean, when we go to Cardinals games and we're in the party rooms, they're not paying per hot dog. You're paying a fee, and it's going to look like a lot of you, but hot dogs, and it's like $300. But it's endless hot dogs. It's as many. If they run out, they'll put more in there.
He's jacked up.
This is my point, though. But people believe.
He said chicken tingers.
Yeah, chicken tingers. But people believe that. They believe it. They don't need to see anything. They don't need to know, hey, is that did they pay for one of those and really get ripped off? Or was this an all-you-can-eat thing? And yet, when it's something bigger, we're like, no, prove it to us. Show us.
Can I add something onto this?
Yes.
So I showed that tweet to Kevin yesterday before the show started.
And what did
I
say?
Look at this. I was like, this is insane. Look at these prices that they would charge at the UNLV game. And it's crazy that $300 for a pizza, and what is the service charge? And then I came in today and I looked at the sheet and it says, quote, dumbasses are freaking out about the legend prices at the UNLV.
That's great.
In fairness, you were not freaking out. You were asking a question from a position like, is this sound real?
Yeah, I just thought.
I'm talking about sports bros on Twitter that are like outraged, like they believe, like, my God, if you've been to a game, you know that's not $300 for one pepperoni pizza. That's not how it works. It's never going to be that. But common sense gets thrown up. So we will believe the thing that makes us angry. We believe it right away. But almost anything else, we need proof. We need videos. We need to plop the aliens on our front lawn so that we believe that it exists. But we'll believe that someone paid $300 for a pizza because it pissed us off.
I think it's just that emotional spite. When you feel that anger, it's just like, oh,
feels good.
It overtakes everything.
Oh, I mean, I like the feeling of anger.
But I just feel like most people lack the emotional intelligence to like pump on the brakes and go like, let me do some checking around first. Like, instead, they just go straight for the reaction. This reminds me of something I saw online last night, Wheels. Did you guys see Miss Denmark won Miss Universe 2024?
Yes.
Very beautiful girl. Congratulations to her. Elon and Donald Trump Jr. and all these people were tweeting like, oh, the libs are so mad because a biological woman is allowed to win Miss Universe again. And everyone in the comments was like, yeah, this is great. Like, biological women are back. And I'm sitting there going, has anyone else ever won the Miss Universe? Like, what are you talking about? They're allowed to win again. I believe it's only ever been people who were born women, assigned female at birth, whatever you want to say, who has ever won these contests. But people were just like acting as if it's been years and years of like
finally
trans women winning. It was so bizarre, but people just want to get upset and they want to have that moment of like celebration, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's the mindset that is fascinating, because again, we've done that alien conversation before. We've talked about Lou Elizondo, you know, again, former military guy that investigated all this stuff, and he's testifying and all of this. We've been through all of that, and it's, I think it's smart that people's reactions are what they are, because that's mine. Like, hey, show me. Where's the ship? Where are the aliens? I mean, you show me.
Very situational.
Right. And then, but then for all of these dumb things, it's an immediate gut reaction. Like, I'm mad and it must be true, even though it sounds ridiculous.
So I'm sitting here thinking about Wheeler because he's so weird. And one of my great gifts is to create characters and to reveal people. And when you first met Wheeler, did you expect any of this? Like, he's just a nice kind of sports guy.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's not so much that he's a better human. It's like he's a lesser god. It's like, like he's in the middle management of Zeus, and he's like, mere mortals, you know, like, it's beyond human confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's wrong with having confidence.
No, nothing.
Your heart's going to explode, man.
To the rest of us, it's just so foreign and impressive.
Yeah, and I understand, like, in the world that I come from, though, I'm very mid.
How so?
In the sports world, the way I'm very mid-level, like, bloop, pretty straight down the middle.
Hmm.
You want some confidence. No, I'm serious. If you want to seek some confidence, man, you should hang out around professional athletes and college athletes and people that are like top of the food chain. They make me look like I'm just plain Jane.
Interesting.
Which I kind of am.
Plain Jane.
Plain Jane Wheeler.
Yeah. That's what we're always saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's behind your back. That's what we call you.
Yeah.
Super normal. Just the average guy.
Yeah.
Hey,
Placid vanilla.
I'm a version of normal.
The average guy who may or may not be breaking through the wall with a sledgehammer.
Devil's advocate, where you said, like, show me the UFOs. What about what the DOD released back a few years ago?
Yeah.
Like the fast mover and the tic tac and the gimbal.
Well, there's no question. I mean, like, I believe that there is something that they measured that they can't figure out what it is. Now, that's the easy part, right? Because it is. I trust fighter pilots, man. Those are some of the smartest and most adaptable people on the planet. They're not just making crap up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you ask me, do you trust what a fighter pilot says? Yeah, you know what? Because that guy's one of the best, or that woman, they're the best of the best of the best at what they do. Just like if you said, would I trust Adam Wainwright's opinion on a pitcher's thing? Yes. He's one of the best we've seen. Of course I'm going to trust his opinion on a pitching thing. I'm going to trust those guys. And those things, there is very clearly something on the instrumentation and something they saw with their eyes that we haven't been able to identify clearly. Completely accept that and agree. But we don't have anything saying, yep, those are green men. And I'm open to that.
What do you think?
But I want to see it.
Based on everything you know, what do you think is the most likely scenario? Are they aliens? Are they interdimensional? Have they been living under the oceans for eons and just haven't really introduced themselves to us? Are we an experiment?
Yeah, I mean, any of it's possible, but I think the one that strikes me as being the most common sense one, when I listen to astronomers and scientists talk about how difficult it is to cross great distances in space and how, you know, I mean, like, again, maybe it's just stuff we don't get yet, like an efficient way to fold space and time and all that. But then you listen to all of that and you're like, you know, the most logical thing is probably something that lives on this Earth that we're not aware of. And we haven't explored all of the ocean, man. I mean, there's just so much of it that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
That makes logical sense to me.
Do you give much credence to like an ancient alien sort of thing? That let's say that is just an advanced society that's lived under the oceans for thousands and thousands of years, that they have intervened with us in some way?
Anything's possible. I mean, all things when it comes to human history and beliefs on how we're here and why we're here, we're all just guessing, right? I mean, if we knew, we could prove it, and we can't prove any of the ideas about how all of that went down. So I think you throw all of them out there. Why is one crazier than another?
Yeah. New study finds that adding maple syrup to your coffee instead of sugar can offer major health benefits. Blood sugar doesn't spike as much. Blood pressure fell. People lost belly fat, and it helped with digestion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Next week, it'll be like, maple syrup will kill you.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't eat any maple syrup when we told you to eat it, right?
Does it make it healthier when you eat pancakes with that?
That's supposed to put sugar on.
Oh,
just okay. Making that up.
Am I the only one who likes black coffee?
Yes.
All right.
I wish I did.
Maybe I don't.
I like the aesthetic of black coffee. Just can't do it.
My wife likes black coffee, but I don't. It's gross.
When I first started drinking coffee, I was working midnights at Mr. Donut when I was 16, and we weren't a coffee family. You know, my mom and dad drank tea, but I was so tired, just out on my feet. And so the girl I was working with made me like a super sweet, really sugary, lots of cream coffee, almost like hot chocolate. And now that's the only way I can drink it.
Yum. So coffee's obviously been huge for hundreds of years, maybe more, right? If people had alternatives back then, like the caffeine drinks now, do you think people would have gone for coffee?
Probably not, because it's kind of
because like the
weird
first time
tasting.
You taste it, you got to be because first time I taste it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't think many people taste black coffee the first time and they fall in love with it.
Although the way the new ones are, the way you're describing it, probably is a quite a bit different experience.
Rach, is my coffee just way too sweet?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can do like a cappuccino or something that has
cappuccino.
Like syrups and stuff in it, but I don't like sugar itself in my coffee. I don't like Splenda, any of that stuff.
Recently switched to full sugar soda and actual granulated sugar in my coffee because I was trying to get away from aspartame, and I told my doctor that, and he's like, nope, sugar's way worse for you. Like, whatever aspartame's going to do to you, like, that's way better.
Hmm. I mean, it's basically my understanding is you're kind of, most things, it's kind of a give or take, right? Like, the negative risks for diabetes, for weight gain, and all that can cause health problems that can be as bad as or worse than, you know, the artificial sweeteners.
Hey, I just got our weekly total for Hardee's. Would you like to announce that now? Because the audience killed it.
Yeah.
We are at over $13,000 already for Operation Food
Service. Wow. That's the biggest first week we've ever had.
That is really, really great. You guys
are a huge
awesome.
Margin.
Yeah, that's very
We don't even have our
stuff.
Hats out there yet.
I know.
This means we can keep them all for ourselves.
So thank you so much to everyone who has gone through Hardee's and donated. I mean, it's really easy to do. You just go, you get some delicious food, and then leave your donation. You get a sticker, tweet at us, post on Facebook. We'd love to see it. But thank you guys so much for raising this much already. This is awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about it.
I was too.
I donated the very first morning that it was available.
Mm-hmm.
I donated $1. And then I came in and I was really excited to talk about it. And then right before I was about to talk about it, you announced that that very generous listener had given like $250 that morning.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, okay, well,
oops,
that's a little better than mine, I guess.
$1 at a time.
Absolutely.
In addition to Have a Bad Day Day, it's also World Toilet Day. The number one reason people go in the bathroom is not to use the toilet. It is to get alone time, according to a poll.
I can't
you ever do that, Wheels?
No. But I mean, in all fairness, I mean, like, I had one kid. It's not like it was ever chaos.
You didn't have to hide too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely sympathize with the people who have, like, you know, several kids and they're all, you know, if you have them all around the same time, that they're all very young at the same time and hollering and screaming and throwing stuff.
I only do that when I'm at a party.
Yeah, I feel you.
Doesn't like, that
you
raise
know
questions, though?
I'm
going
to go to the bathroom.
People are like, Rachel's been gone for a while.
If I smoked, I would be outside smoking at a party the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a legitimate reason to be outside, and that's where the cool people are hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Just be with Trish Gazelle the whole time.
I'm not going in that party.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke. Spirit Airlines already... seemingly the most dangerous of all airlines is now in bankruptcy, so caveat emptor.
Yeah, definitely gonna get a lot better.
I'm about to tweet the Operation Food Search. I almost put $13 million instead of
$13 million. You guys are incredible.
I'm glad I caught that.
We have solved world hunger. Yeah, that's great. $13,000?
Nice.
That's incredible.
Really, really good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry, How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
36 DGS on KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. Thank you to all of you who have been to Hardee's. $13,000 in 1 week. That is amazing. Ooh. That's the best we've ever done. Unreal. So really great start. Really, really grateful to you guys. It's fantastic. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
$13,000 in a week.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Still waiting on our $25,000 person out there. A very well-to-do person organization who did $25,000 last year went on the DGS pile. So I'm hoping they're going to do the same thing this year. Us ahead. We're going to reach $600,000 over the six-year campaign this year, which, as you know, they can stretch that into 10 times. So $6 million, that's about 6 million meals. I'm going to cry. 6 million meals.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's
unbelievable.
Amazing. It's really
great.
Good.
It's more than Andrew's. Sorry. It was just in
Man,
front of my face.
Off the shots I know. Today,
well, aren't we? You're setting the pace.
I've been really shoddy today.
He's amped up.
I was walking behind. It's the steroids. Yeah. I was walking behind Wheeler. This TS-13, no, it's pure roids. He's just eating them like candy.
He's just walking through walls.
He was walking past a coworker and just destroyed them.
I destroyed Reardon.
Destroyed him.
Verbally and physically.
Oh, terrible. Dave, is tomorrow the transition day?
It's late tonight, first thing in the morning. We're 71 right now in St. Louis. Not bad at all. There's a northwest wind shift coming after midnight tonight. There might be a sprinkle with that, but don't expect much of anything. But we'll get down to about 42. Tomorrow's a good 20 degrees colder, sunny. It's windy almost all day long, especially in the afternoon. 50-51 for the high. The wind's going to make it feel colder. So we're getting into our first wind chill effect. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, gusty winds all night long, 35. Wouldn't be surprised to see some wind chills in the 20s on Wednesday night, late Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny, cold, gusty winds from the northwest, 45. Thursday night, clear, 35. Friday, partly sunny, lighter winds Friday, 47. 50 on Saturday, 59 degrees on Sunday. So it's still thinking that this is a chill that's going to last through the Thanksgiving weekend. Now, temperatures are going to bounce a little bit on us. It's not going to be cold the whole time, but the trend will be for chilly temperatures, kind of below average. And mm-hmm. I think that takes us into the first week of December.
Wow.
There's a little clue for you for the Christmas and December forecast.
Can you guys believe it's almost December?
No.
I mean, I thought October went by fast, but November has just flown by.
Ryan.
Dave, what is your turkey Thanksgiving tradition? What do you guys do out there?
Avocado turkey.
We stuff it with avocado and cook it for 5 hours. It's just quiet. Thanksgivings have always been quiet in the Murray household because most of the time I'd been working.
Yeah,
a lot of times Thanksgiving is in the rating period, and every once in a while, we had one news director back in the past who would, no, you can't have Thanksgiving off, you can't have it off, it's in the ratings. And then the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, he goes, you know what, if you want to, you can take Thanksgiving off. Gee, thanks.
Would you do it, or would you be like, ah, screw it, I'll just come in?
I came in. By then it's too late. You can't go see your folks, or you can't do anything like that.
Yeah, Janice has put in her time with you. I mean, no doubt about it. Lots of evenings, and your son as well.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Don't remind her of that.
She doesn't need any help, huh?
Dave's like,
43 years. 43 years.
You're right, Glover. She's had it really good. Really, really good.
He's like, we don't talk about
she
that.
She needs to be reminded.
No, we do talk about it. We don't want to talk about it, but we do talk about it.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, is set to continue leading the Democrats in the House, despite the party remaining in the minority after the 2024 election.
I like him.
I do too. He seems like a level-headed guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shaun White has a new half-pipe league that will air on NBC, and it will start on March 7th and 8th. It will be featured on NBC with four events from the season airing live on Peacock. It's called the Snow League, and it focuses on snowboarding and free skiing. It's aiming to inspire the next generation of athletes.
That could not be more lost on me. The whole like X Games and half-pipe and skateboarding, and I guess it's just I'm an old Gen X, and maybe if I had been a younger Gen X, I would have gotten into that stuff.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't
watch though.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going to go. Is I don't follow it, I don't track it, but when it's on TV, I kind of stick around and watch for a few minutes because it's just you watch what they're doing. Like these people are amazing.
I like the old school 1970s slalom downhill skiing. That was pretty fun.
You know, my favorite as a kid was the ski jump.
Oh yeah,
the agony Eddie the Eagle? Of defeat. Yeah. Oh man.
The wild world of sports.
Yeah.
Yes, the wide world of sports.
That poor person that wiped out.
The barrels.
You're like the open to the show every week.
Yes, all the time.
That was great.
Jim McKay.
Alex Jones is asking a judge to halt the sale of InfoWars to The Onion. He is accusing The Onion and Sandy Hook Elementary School families of collusive bidding after The Onion won a $1.75 million bid for his InfoWars platform. He called the bid sheer nonsense and asked a bankruptcy court judge to halt the sale. He says The Onion is trying to confuse his followers with messages supporting gun control. The trustee overseeing the sale has defended the auction result as
he just needs to go away.
He is the worst kind of human being.
Really is.
The worst.
Irredeemable.
I mean, the stuff that he's, the reason that he is in this position was telling parents whose children were murdered that they were faking it and they were actors.
Right.
And convincing people on that on a radio show.
How do you do that?
That resulted in them, it wasn't even just like, oh, they're lying. He's lying about us. They were harassed terribly.
By his listeners,
By his listeners, yes. Like, their lives were a living hell because of what he convinced them of. So,
does he have any smart listeners? Could he?
I don't know.
I'm sure there are a few that'll be like, I just listen to him because he's crazy and it makes me laugh. But, I mean, if you believe the stuff that he's pushing, no.
Mm-hmm.
Four monkeys remain free nearly 2 weeks after dozens escaped from a South Carolina compound. They're still looking for these monkeys. They're in good health, and efforts to catch the remaining four monkeys are ongoing. Authorities believe the escaped monkeys are likely together in an area near the facility.
It's like the TV show.
Yeah, they're used for medical research, and they pose no risk to public health. In the facility.
Yeah, what I read was that these...
They are saying that a lot.
Yeah, what I read was that these particular monkeys, they hadn't started testing on this group.
Awfully convenient.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember a few years ago a bunch of monkeys got loose?
Here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it
on
here?
The highway, right?
Here. And then they were like, oh, this is bad. And then we like never heard a follow-up.
Remember?
There wasn't a truck crash?
Yes.
And then somebody, some lady
the
supposedly
lady approached
got
them,
bit or whatever.
And the monkey was like, achoo. And then she got sick. And they're like, nothing to see here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the monkeys just like lit off into the woods. And then we were like, well, I guess that's done.
I don't think it happened here. I think it happened out east, but they were headed here.
Yeah, they were driving.
There's a facility in Missouri that they were headed to. Yeah, yeah.
One more story here for you guys. Bird flu has reached Hawaii. It was the last state that had escaped it. A teenager may have a mutated variant of the virus and went to Hawaii, and now it's in Hawaii. So sorry to report that.
Yeah.
That's really wild, yeah. Because they're really intense on that stuff. Because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
How did they do during COVID, Dave?
They had it. I mean, it was, you know, it was coming in, you know, there were still flights coming in and there was, you know, supplies coming in. So it hit the islands.
You ever just flashback, you know, like anytime I see someone in a mask now, I don't mind. Like if you need to wear a mask, there are people who are still immune challenged, but it just takes me back.
Yeah.
And it feels so crazy that we all live through that. And I didn't live through it as bad as most people because during lockdown, I wasn't locked down. Like I was coming into work every single day, didn't miss a day. But so many of my friends were literally at home with their families just 24/7. Crazy.
Crazy times.
Thank you, Dave.
Crazy. You got it.
So the DGS is having a good day today, even though it's National Have a Bad Day Day. We had the listeners donate $13,000 to Operation Food Search through Hardee's. That's the best start we've ever had. Let's keep that going. And then we have rebooted our Twitter page, DGS on KMOX, and our boss just sent out an email congratulating us that our engagement is up 4,000,000%.
4 billion.
4 billion percent. And this is a lesson to all you kids out there. It shows what you can do, not when you put your mind to it, not when you do your very best, but when you start from absolute zero. When you start from
nowhere,
nothing,
to go from up,
you can really do some impressive things. So set the standard low, kids, and then blow them away.
And then you have Kevin Wheeler snort some steroids and get on it.
Get on it.
Snort steroids.
We're starting some rumors today.
That's how it works.
Oh, it's not a rumor. Just look at him.
I'm his roommate. I've seen it. No, I haven't.
They're saying he's on steroids. They're openly talking about it on the air. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's because it's not real.
Kevin actually being on steroids would really frighten me.
Me too.
Oh, he'd be a perfect circle.
Because this is normal Kevin.
Yeah.
This is me not on steroids.
He'd just be a rage ball.
Not on steroids, not perfect. On drugs, not on alcohol. It's just me.
Just high on life. Andrew, tell me about the Australian zoo, what they're having people do.
There is this, they're extremely, so everything in Australia wants to kill you, right? That's like a well-known fact. And there is this extremely venomous and rare spider that is in its breeding season. And
is it the funnel web?
Yes. Instead of warning people to, hey, stay away from these things, they're extremely dangerous. They're in the, like, top three most venomous spiders in the world. This zoo just north of Sydney is asking people to please, if you see one, grab it. Pick it up with your bare hands. Grab it. Grab all the babies. Grab all the eggs. We want them.
Wow.
For science, I guess.
Australians are different.
Because you need the live specimens to create the antivenoms. And this antivenom, I guess, is getting more and less common, more and more rare, because the spiders are pretty rare and they're dangerous. So when people see them, they tend to.
What is that giant one?
That's
the bird eating spider.
Bird eating spider.
Yeah, they have some of those. Those are not dangerous. They're just creepy. Funnel webs, you want
to
stay away.
And dangerous to birds.
In the fast paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.